If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moan it, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you, man? Everything good? Everything good in your world today?
Everything is good in the world. A little cloudier than normal.
Oh, it's ominous up here, dude.
Yep.
It's ominous up here. I hope it clears up. I was thinking about going to the Nut tomorrow. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, so I'm hoping that...
That water ain't going to be cool.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you always got to deal with that that current sometimes messes with it. But either way, I think I'm overdue for a trip to the Nut. So.
What kind of current? Is it a current that... I remember when I went into, what was it, Universal or Disney, they have like a lazy river at, what's the water park?
At Volcano Bay?
Yeah. They have a lazy river, but then they have one that goes like 35. That's not real lazy.
No, that's not very lazy. It's so
you just stand and it just sweeps you around.
So when you go to the Nut, the inside, it's very calm in the Nut. But when you go on the outside of the rocks, it can get a little choppy at the Nut. So, you know, you need to be prepared for both when you go, around. But here's the thing. The snorkeling on the other side of the Nut's rocks, that's where the real beauty is of the Nut. So I would say you got to deal with a little bit of current. Bring your flippers.
I'll pass. You go ahead.
All right, I will. I mean, I guess
that sounds very tangible that you end up 200 feet from shore because you want to see a pretty rock.
No. I mean, no, there's parrotfish, angelfish, all kinds of fish, dude. Love it. Brittany, you like snorkeling?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, have you ever been to Peanut Island?
You know, I can't say that I have.
Well, you're really missing out. I mean, the snorkeling there is incredible. And Leroy won't go because he thinks that that's just for intangibles and he won't partake in snorkeling.
Snorkeling is not just for intangibles, Leroy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How can I put it? Not for Leroy?
There you go. That's more like it. It's not
because in my house, there's a split decision because my daughter and my wife would go.
Okay, Jim. I got it. 2-1 in favor of the hordes. I gotta tell you, Jim, Leroy's gonna have to go snorkeling. He's outvoted here.
He gotta go.
I miss Harold Letterman, man. Nobody does it like him. Can I tell you something? Nobody scores a boxing match like him. Everybody
Even
else
he's 100% wrong.
Doesn't
he does
matter.
It with confidence.
Confidence. Nobody does it like he did. Everybody else has stunk. Like they always put like somebody else on the broadcast doing it, and it's like Chris Mannix or whoever the hell's doing the Fox broadcast.
You know what the problem is? Is that now it's almost like a conversation, like you're doing a segment on what the final, what the total is. Whereas before, you just went to Howard Letterman. That's it.
Right.
You didn't have discussions. You didn't have, well, I thought it was this way. No, that was it.
That's it. And that, and so, you know, that's, and he tell you, I gotta tell you. And you just be like, you know, you got to take Harold at his word. They agree to disagree. But sometimes I think I agree with you. I think these boxing broadcasters, they fall too much into a narrative and they don't even like they decide they can't just say what the fight is. I say this as a professional broadcaster for the sweet science. And I do think that has been a lost thing. I think fans just want to, just call the fight. say what's happening in front of you, but they go into these things of like they want to turn it into first take sometimes. I'm like, no, that's what Harold Letterman was for. Miss him. They don't make him like Harold Letterman anymore, dude. So these headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Precito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Mets fired their manager. That took long enough. Oof, they're bad.
Is he the first firing of the season?
No, he's not. He's the third, maybe fourth firing.
Jeez.
People thought that he held on too long, dude. No, you remember the Phillies fired their manager like 2 weeks into the season.
Oh, yeah, and then they got good.
The Red Sox fired their manager. They fired Alex Cora very quickly into the season. And I feel like
you think these happen with conversations, like they may have a conversation about who to play or whatever, and the manager is, then he kind of says, I'm the manager of this team, and they go, not anymore.
Sometimes, yeah, I think that sometimes happens. That's definitely happened with some of the Marlins firings over the years. But man, I mean, the Mets, for all they've spent, and they have been awful the last 2 years.
I don't understand that. Like,
they're the Mets. They're losers, dude.
If you go get, like, first of all, I don't think personally that you can win if you just go get a bat, right? Like, there has to be a plan around him. He has to have protection around him so that it means something when he hits.
Mm-hmm.
The only investments that I could think that will always probably give you a chance is pitching. And I don't necessarily know if there's enough. So you kind of have to do what the Marlins are doing and kind of, you know, couple of quality guys, couple of guys you brought in, trade for some guys you know that have a certain style, and go from there.
It's crazy, though. You think about, like, you know, you bring in Juan Soto, and Juan Soto's, like, leaving the Yankees, and he just takes a gazillion dollars to go to the Mets. They have been terrible with
terrible.
Him. You know, and again, like, one player cannot, you know, always make up for it. But that's got to be, I mean, like, look, I'm sure he just glows looking at his bank account every night. That probably helps him sleep because, man, he got a lot of money. But to go from one side of New York to the other and you're just looking up at the standings, you're like, what happened? Why are we so bad?
It's like, and the Mets, the only team that really spend that much money and are just terrible at it. Everybody else at least competes, right?
I'm trying to think, like, who else has spending a ton of dough but stinks?
Padres spent a bunch of money. They're in it.
Yeah, though they're in it. Dodgers, of course. That division is decent. Dodgers,
Yankees.
Yeah, Dodgers, Yankees.
Boston.
Boston stinks. I don't think that they are spending like that like they used to. Like, a lot of people have been saying that they've cut back because John Henry wants to sell. So he's pulling the Marlins. That's exactly what he did down here when he was the owner.
Who else? I can't think of, you know.
I think you got the teams. I think you got the guys. I definitely got to think that they're the worst bang for their buck. And not to mention, we're about to go into a strike next year anyway, or a lockout.
Because the contracts are too big.
Well, they want to do Steve Cohen's the exact reason, because they can't help themselves. They spend a gazillion dollars and then they're just sitting here and like, oh, we're going to be sitting here and the Marlins have a better record than us. And so they want the Marlins to pay a little bit more. The Red Sox do pay a lot of money. Woo, they stink. I didn't realize their payroll was that big. Not as big as the Mets, though. They're shy of the Mets by over $100 million.
Which is, they're shy of the Mets by the Marlins.
Oof, that's crazy.
Right? Are the Marlins spending $100 million?
They are not spending $100 million. They're spending $82 million, and I feel like 10 of that is at Stanton.
Right.
And then the rest is Sandy. So
think about
that. There's probably some Wei and Chen money in there that I don't know of either. You look under the couch cushion, it's like, what is that? Oh, that's the Marlins still owing Wei and Chen.
Right.
Probably. But anyway, that's too much time on the Mets being awful. Here on a Friday, the Marlins themselves, they will start a road trip today against the St. Louis Cardinals, and they in a very good NL Central division. They're third place. They're 42-36. So this is they are going to be the toughest test for the Fish out here on the road. So that'll get going today at 8:15, first of 10 away. But good news. the story we have been waiting for all week. Marlins hot dog hungry dog. He has been found.
Got him.
He has been found. Inside Edition, which I didn't even know was still on the air. Inside Edition found the owner of Hungry Jonah, and he is going to take the Marlins up on their claim. He doesn't know what that means. He's like, yeah, whatever that, I don't know what that means, but yes, we'll take them up for his dream day. So congratulations to Jonah. We're happy that you're going to be fulfilled with getting all the hot dogs you want.
Doesn't the owner have to answer questions first?
Yeah, I didn't watch that. You know,
did he have a hot dog? Was he just being greedy?
I don't think. I didn't watch the whole interview. I only watched the clips. I think what he said was he didn't realize that he was just staring off at the hot dog like that. So he is, but he has been found. So whether or not Jonah does feel like he's going to get his payback on it.
Oh, Jonah right now is the dog is getting excited. He knows what's up. He's probably saying, can I go with a different owner, though?
You think he's just like, hey, give me the fun owner. My owner's a stick in the mud. And then last night, if you guys missed it, late, USA fell to Turkey 3-2 to close out group play for Team USA.
Because nobody played?
They give Pulisic some time. He came in subbed. The one scooted away, and they were able to get a very late goal in extra time. So Turkey pulled away, which I actually almost put the draw in on Kalshi. So thank goodness I did not, because that would have been a heartbreaking loss. That would have been a tough one to swallow.
That late, huh?
Oh, dude, yeah, it was late. It was a walk-off. It was like right as the 97th minute hit. They got it in. Boom, it was over. Benny Phillips says, Turkey A does sound more fun. Yeah, I know. People are having problems with the Turkey A. I'm like, I'm fine. I'll call you what you want. I don't really care.
I'm just like, why? Is there an explanation?
That's what they want it. That's what they want their country to be called.
Right.
You know?
Right. Instead of a dry bird.
Oh, Dade Salfis says, oh, man, I got to tell you. So I'm such a wreck. Last night I was doing a YouTube live chat. Because, you know, I don't talk on a microphone enough. But I was doing a YouTube live chat, and I have the Panthers on noties right now. Because you can't have the Panthers on noties in the regular season, because you'll get the game spoiled for you. They tweet out goals immediately. Panthers, can I just say something? Panthers social media team, can we have like a 15 Mississippi count on tweeting out about goals? Because you guys are spoilers, dude, when it comes to the noties. Like, and I'm telling you, I watch Panthers on an antenna. So I got the fastest Panthers you could have a Panthers goal, but it gets spoiled. So Ricardo says, Tobin, you're not a professional. Who says noties? That's what the kids say. Brittany, you're young. Don't you say noties?
I've never in my life said noties.
What do you say when you have
notification?
You don't call it noties?
Absolutely. I've never heard anybody but you call it that. And I'm significantly younger than you.
Well, that's true. I'm going to be 40 soon, but nobody calls it noties?
Nobody calls it noties. Huh. Except for you.
Crazy. It says right now on AI, noty, or the plural, noty or notifs is an abbreviation for notifications. Sounds like I'm more with it than you.
I've said notifs, but not noties.
You said notice?
Notifs.
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 Noties is so much cooler.
I really don't think it is.
I think it is, dude. I'm not sure about that one. Try it. Just try it on. Walk around the store for a little bit. Okay. See if it's comfortable.
I'll try it on for you.
Anyway,
I already say I don't like the style. I don't. No, it's not going to fit me right.
So anyway, I was watching. I'm such an idiot. So I'm so wrapped up in this Sergei Bobrov. You know what? I got to take a break. I'll tell the whole story when I come back because we're up against it. Quickly, though, let me give you a weather update that's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. And currently right now it is in Miami.
Mostly cloudy, huh?
Mostly cloudy, Leroy. Yeah. Thunderstorms expected around 3 p.m. Wind gusts up to 14 miles per hour. So have your hoodie ready, everybody. 71% humidity. And what's our feels like? Feels like 86 right now. So the feels like is the samesies.
At 10:18 in the morning.
Yep. Yep. Soupy. We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. The World Football Scoreboard is brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. As your score yesterday, you had the Ivory Coast beat Curaçao 2-0. Ecuador beat Germany 2-1 filthy. You had Japan and Sweden play to a 1-1 draw. The Netherlands beat Tunisia 3-1. Paraguay and Australia 0-0. And then you had Turkey beat USA 3-2 late last night. Today,
oh, it was like, you know what sucks watching that last game? Because everybody knows what they need.
Right.
And if you need a tie, oh, my goodness. They just kicked the ball around.
Yeah.
Because Japan only needed a tie. And they had a 1-0 lead. And then Sweden scored. And I'm like, uh-oh, here we go.
Today, here's your schedule. You have Norway and France at 3 o'clock. That's at Foxborough. You have Senegal and Iraq at 3 o'clock. That's in Toronto. Tonight at 8 o'clock, you have Cape Verde against Saudi Arabia in Houston. You have Uruguay and Spain in Mexico. At 11 o'clock, you have Egypt and Iran. That's from Seattle at 11. And then at 11, you also have New Zealand and Belgium from Vancouver. So that is your lineup today coming up on your scoreboard. But yeah, I was a mess yesterday.
All right, what happened?
So I'm very emotional right now, you know, with Sergei Bobrovsky's future. I was doing a live chat yesterday with some YouTubers, and you know, I had noties on, or notifs. So I had the noties on, and I see that the Panthers tweeted out an American flag and a salute. And I had completely forgotten in the midst of this that soccer was happening, just because I've been wrapped, I've been wrapped up. I have not been as into the World Cup this week just because we've been so busy with Heat stuff, Giannis, Brady Kachuk, Marlins. You know, I've tuned in. You know, I ended up watching the end of the game last night after I got done, but I had completely forgotten. And here's the thing. The game had started right in the middle of me doing a YouTube chat, and apparently USA scored, like, right off the bat. And so it just didn't compute. It didn't compute. So I thought that the Panthers were being, you know, slick. I thought that they were signaling when they put the American flag and the salute. I had thought that they had traded for Connor Hellebuyck because he was on Team USA.
Really?
Really?
Not that the US scored.
Didn't even compute. Didn't even think about it. And then everybody was like, they're like, dude, the USA is playing right now. They scored right off the bat. I was like, oh, thank God. I was so scared. I thought we lost Sergei.
So the problem, the thing that sucks with that is ever since I've known you, I've had to talk you off cliffs like this to where you jump to this conclusion and it could be something else. Right? And here's a perfect example of why we have to, like, keep you level-headed at times, because the U.S. score a goal in soccer, and you think the Panthers got Hellebuyck.
Well, I didn't think the Panthers were tweeting out about Team USA. I don't know. Maybe I thought, like, I didn't forgot the game was going on. Then I was like, well, it's kind of a meaningless game. I didn't know that they were going to be on their – I didn't know that they were going to be – I'm scared about everything they tweet out. Like, today they just tweeted out, hey, Panthers fans, how are we feeling on this Friday? I'm like, why are they being so friendly? Like, they made a big trade. You know, you just, like, I'm in a very
it's the draft and they're having an event for it. Just oh, yeah. You know?
I'm Brittany. Very suspicious.
There was just a commercial about it on the station.
Welcome to the party.
We have draft coverage tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is there a draft party?
Yes, with Doug Billy Lindsay.
They're great. I love that duo.
Yep.
So do you understand my frustrations at time? And Brittany, people take this as being Debbie Downer or, you know.
You are Debbie Downer. It's not.
Okay, but you understand that you're just new to this party. I've dealt with this for almost 10 years. That he does this because his mind is thinking about something totally different.
I mean, to be fair.
Any sign or signal, he thinks it's about his issue.
To be fair. It is weird that they just tweeted the salute with the American flag for a goal scored by the U.S. soccer team. Now, if it was the hockey team, sure, maybe, I guess. But you're not expecting the Panthers to be tweeting out about the U.S. men's national team. I don't know. That's just my opinion. So I can see
where... Did they keep doing it, or they just do it the one time?
That's the thing. It's like, that's a good question. Because if they only did it once, then it could be something.
Did they delete it?
Did they delete it?
They might have deleted
it. He's spiraling. If they deleted
it. I swear they tweeted it. I think they might have deleted it.
Tobin, if they deleted it, that's scary. That's even worse, don't you think?
Hold on. Maybe they put a... Dude, I think they... Look, I'm not here to tell you. I'm telling you, Leroy, I couldn't have been the only one. I saw them tweet it last night, and now it's gone.
All right.
They deleted it, dude. I'm telling you, dude. I think people thought what I thought was that was a signal that they got helibucked. Now, here's the thing. There was a rumor yesterday that the Carolina Hurricanes made a big offer for Heli. And it wasn't accepted. For whatever reason, it wasn't accepted. Now, he's got no movement. He's got a relationship with the brass here. So he may be telling Carolina to kick rocks. But it'd be pretty crazy to tell. They just won the Stanley Cup. It'd be pretty crazy to tell Carolina to kick rocks, and they have a very big goalie need too. Even with them winning the Stanley Cup, they did it with the worst goaltending known to man. So do with it what you will. I don't know. There's also reports that, you know, the Panthers and Bob have re-engaged this week, that they're going to maybe do a longer-term deal, you know, to kind of wink the numbers. So I don't know. I'm a mess. I'm not proud of what I've done today. Okay, so I walked in. They did one of those silent auctions, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw a picture of Sergei Bobrovsky with the Stanley Cup, and I'm like, I'm bidding on that. I won. I'm like, why did I purchase that? I'm just a wreck. Because then I'm like, maybe they won't have Sergei Bobrovsky if he plays for the LA Kings. You know? If he, they won't have memorabilia.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're like, I mean, that's what I asked, you know, I'm used to it. I just let you go.
We got some news from the boxing world. We have official weights in for tomorrow's bout. Jaron Boots Ennis weighs in at 153 pounds. So he's on weight. And our boy Xander Zayas, who there was all this, he's not going to make weight, blah, 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 blah. 153.8 pounds. Boom. On weight. Kiss my ass.
Look.
People in the boxing world just, he's a big weight.
But that's it. Like, there's guys who talk trash. And there's guys who talk and think it's trash. Right? You talking about, you're going to struggle making weight. Yeah, we all do.
Listen,
like,
hey,
no
excuses. Oh, weight bully nonsense. You took the fight. I don't want to hear nothing. Right. He's big in 36 hours. Yeah, he's going to be big. He's going to be big.
Brittany, he is the biggest 154-pound fighter I've ever seen in my life. He looks like he's almost 200 when he fights.
So I don't want to hear none of this after all that yakking about fat camp and you looking bony. Made weight. A professional. That's what the kid is.
So I want to ask you about this. You, like, the one thing about Xander is he bought that action.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think that this is one of those fights that maybe he needs to be a little more tactical and not just,
you know? Maybe. Maybe. But I think the thing that I'm worried about is I'm always worried, and I know that he's got a great camp, but I have always thought that they've been very conservative when he's had guys really hurt and they don't let him be him.
Right.
And
finish him off, and you think he could hurt Boots and let him
get
right.
I wish that they had a little bit more in some of these fights of letting Xander have a killer instinct, you know, and he's just so respectful because he's had these trainers since he was a kid and his brother's in the corner and all that type of stuff. And I don't think that of him as like a monster power puncher. He's a thumper. Like, he really can put a lot of damage on you, but I wish that he could. I wish he had a few more of those where like they let him go for the kill, but I still think that he loves a firefight. He's not, by no means is ever backing off of that. Even in fights that he's winning in a landslide, sometimes he just can't help himself. And, you know, I think this is going to be one of those ones where there's definitely going to be firefights at times. So we'll see.
All right.
We will see. I'm excited about it. And by the way, you guys can trade that matchup and the world's biggest soccer tournament all on Kalshi by Zayas versus Boots tomorrow. I took our guy X at 25% to pull off the upset. Tomorrow also on the pitch, everybody's looking forward to this matchup down here. Colombia and Portugal. Portugal currently trading at 53%, so a $100 trade pays out $182. Colombia trading at a 24%, $100 trade pays out at just under $400. And you can follow still all the Miami free agent summer movement. A lot of buzz we're going to get to on could there be a reunion with the King? That's currently trading at 10%. So $100 trade gets you 855 smackaroos on the payout. People say smackaroos anymore?
No.
I think they do. On Kalshi, you're trading against the world. Peers in a live market, meaning there's no house, and the probabilities change. So you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use the code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the Miami Heat got Giannis this week. And very exciting times down here in South Florida. They're filling up some of their summer league roster, Leroy, and they got this giant intangibles. I mean, oh my goodness, he's enormous. Arnas Sakinas, and he played for Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, and he was the Ohio Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year. 7'1". So just
maybe
he'll
play in 2030.
Why are you doing that, dude?
Because he's a big and he plays for the Heat.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, imagine if he's playing. I mean, I think he's a little older, I would guess, you know.
All right.
I don't know. Gosh, you know, what a, you know, she's really a spot on with that. Yum yucking, dude. Can't even enjoy Arnas for like 2 seconds.
What that is?
That's what that is, dude.
Wait a minute. I'm not the one that has issues with bigs.
Huh?
Like you said, I said maybe he'll play him when it's 2030. I mean, you know how they treat bigs around here. So how is that being a Debbie Downer?
Well, I mean, why? Because of Kal-El?
No, all bigs. We've had this conversation before about how Spo treats bigs.
It's more young bigs. I don't know, you know.
So like you say because he's a little bit older, so we might.
I mean, I don't think, honestly, I don't think the guy from Southern, where the hell is he from?
Illinois.
No, he's not from Southern Illinois. He's from Southern Illinois, Edwardsville.
So he's not, what is it, a Saluki? What's the Southern Illinois? Is that Northern Illinois?
No, I think you're right. I think Southern Illinois is the Salukis. He doesn't play for Southern Illinois. He plays for Southern Illinois, Edwardsville.
So they just drafted him because he was big.
They're the Cougars. Well, they didn't draft him. They signed him.
Signed him. All right.
Southern Illinois, 8 points, 8.8 points, 4.9 rebounds, and 1.1 blocks per game. Oh, 2.3 blocks per game last year.
Right.
All right. Listen, intangibles. Listen, Vlad Golden, that's putting you on notice, dude. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Crazy, man.
That is.
And that reminds me of Cater Kohu, Texas A&M Commerce.
Oh, isn't that when Marco said he won the lottery?
Oh my God. He's such an idiot.
Wait. And Tobin, as calm as he could be, he goes, No, it's not that type of lottery.
He really is an idiot. He really is.
This same dude won a life lottery, not the Florida lottery.
Unbelievable. So I don't know what to do with this, but like Rich Paul seems to be dropping a lot of hints lately. And
about his boy?
About his guy. And the reports again are that the Lakers haven't even engaged with LeBron James on a contract. Now, I can tell you that, you know, everybody really has been saying for a while, they think that he's going to end up with Cleveland. But Cleveland can't offer him that much money. I mean, can only offer him $4 million. They could do a sign and trade for Jared Allen. I don't know if they want to do that. And then they could obviously pay him a little bit more. But the Heat do have this $15 million mid-level exception that they could just dole out
right.
for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, dude. Like, he's on his podcast, and he's talking about number one options. Don't really have to be number one options. And, you know, shooting, the need for shooting can be misleading. And I'm like, what's he talking about, man? He's being weird, you know, and he's like being very complimentary about the Heat system. And he's being very like, I think Giannis is going to work out in Miami. And I'm just like, Rich Paul feels like he's up to something, dude. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there may have been a pivot point here all of a sudden where they're like, and Ethan Skolnick reported yesterday, or said on Twitter yesterday, that the Heat are going to at least explore it, you know, the possibility of LeBron coming in here. But like, is this crazy, the idea that the Miami Heat would bring in LeBron James to pair with Bam and Giannis at his age, but very good? But is that wild? Like, is that a crazy way to go build this team? Because this was supposed to be like the Giannis and Bam build, but they, you know, I mean, like, LeBron's certainly a playmaker. We know that. You know,
he can facilitate. Late.
Yep. I mean, it's not the greatest shooting team in the world, but they're very big. It's a right. large. Now you become a large team. I don't know, man. This is a little bit strange. All the breadcrumbs that are starting to be out there on social media.
Right. I don't necessarily know how it fits. But I would say it is the type of signing that makes you think they just want a guy who could do everything. He don't have to be LeBron, but can facilitate, can shoot a little bit, can get to the rim. You know, he does a lot. And so maybe what'll happen if he did come down here is that they could take one guy and fill three holes, right? Not knowing how much he's going to be asked to play or how much he's going to be able to play, but the things that LeBron does would help the Heat. It's just that I don't know if they could expect him to be the LeBron that left here.
Well, obviously not, yeah.
Well, we say that. But then if we watch a game and he's like being a 40-year-old.
Well, like, I guess, and the thing that's different about this team is like on the Lakers, that's a team with a lot of sieves on defense. and no size. I mean, this is going to be a team with two dynamic big men with
him. Defenders, correct.
They would obviously still need to find shooting in the other two spots, which, you know, I mean, we've seen what the options are that are out there. It seems like they'll be viable, minimum guys that they could bring
in. Did you see the thing from Detroit that said sign and trade with Duncan and
Powell?
And Powell?
Yes, I have seen that. I am not quite sure if that's realistic, because I do think that Duncan is loved there. I don't think that they're going to be like super geeked up to just give him off in a sign trade, and they did open up more cap space. So I guess that depends on what Powell is expecting as a payday. So are they like expecting to max out Norman Powell? Does Norman Powell have those kind of offers? Like, I don't think so. So who's to say that they don't get Norman and Duncan Robinson both in the fold? Now, Duncan's got a little bit of a weird deal because he only has, like, I think $3 million guaranteed this season. But he's still on the books for whatever it is, 18.
Right.
So I don't know. That's definitely an interesting one. And then the other thing with the LeBron part of this is, okay, does he sign a mid-level exception with the Heat? Or do the Heat do a sign and trade if Wiggins opts in? And that's the other thing, is we really don't have a ton of clarity until
when do they have to opt in by?
Wiggins' date is the 29th.
Oh, so it's,
soon. Yeah, it's soon. Right. So I don't know. I don't know.
Hope they don't pull an Anthony Carter. Remember that?
Well, I don't think
that paperwork didn't get in.
I don't think the Heat would want them to pull an Anthony Carter. I think that
they want him to sign.
I think they want him. I think if the Heat had their way, I think they want Wiggins to opt in. Like, all things. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if they want.
Could him they to, extend him and, yeah, yeah, they and could, get well, some calories, some salary space?
Yes, they could. He could opt out and sign a new deal with them. Yes.
Right. But that's probably what they're talking about now.
Probably. Yeah, they're probably asking.
And to be honest with you, I mean, here's the thing that sucks. If he opts in, it's going to be hard playing knowing that at any point in time, you're the first contract to get traded.
Yeah.
That's 100. A tough spot.
It is. It is. I mean, I guess
just because he's a veteran, he's got family, and he would rather avoid that and say, look, the same thing could happen if you extend me. But I just want the security,
right,
of a couple of more years. And I think they could work some out. Maybe they could do that and then give LeBron more money.
The only thing, if I was Wiggins, is, if I opt in, there's a lot more teams with cap space next year. A lot more teams will be able to just give you free agent money. So you opt in and do the one year and just bet on yourself. You just bet on yourself. He's always been a durable guy.
He would be more likable if he was just more active, right? I think everybody likes his skill set, but there's too many times during a game when you watch him, he's just not active.
Yeah, he's just not a closer. Like, he's got everything along the way to fill in the cracks, but, he almost, like, you see these flashes of, like, this is the best bubble I've ever seen, and then, like, it just goes away.
It just go, and he won't shoot for a quarter and a half.
And he's just cool with it,
He's so laid back. I think that's the other part of it that, catches you off guard, is that he won't do anything when he's having, like, he'll have a great first quarter, and then he might not shoot until the second half. And he's quiet. He's not, it's almost like you want to check him for a heart rate every now and then. It just seems he's just a laid back dude.
Brittany, are you into LeBron or Wiggins being on this team next year?
This is tough, because, like, for the nostalgia and the story of it all, I would love to have LeBron. I just don't know, at his age with this core, it makes the most sense. But
do you think LeBron thinks he's got a better chance, Brittany, to win with the Cavs or the Heat?
I think he thinks with
Cavs.
No, I disagree with that.
Really? Like, James Harden.
He has to. Yeah, James Harden. Like, I don't think LeBron and James Harden on the same team is something that I could even visualize or conceptualize.
I agree with you. I think that's a weird, I think that's the weirdest fit of them all.
It would be the weird, it would be way weirder than him coming to Miami, obviously. I don't even think it's a fit problem in Miami. I think it's just like an age thing. Like, that's, I don't know, it's just weird. I can't imagine him here with this core. That just, it just feels odd.
I mean, look, he's obviously got a long standing relationship with Spo. He's got a lot of respect for Bam. Mm-hmm. I think Giannis adores him from respect growing up watching. But it is also like, this is supposed to be the Giannis build. Like, does bringing in LeBron and all that entails of like, hey, this could be his last run. This could be his last ride. I don't worry about Bam sacrificing. He's going to be fine.
No.
Like, he's going to catch lobs from LeBron and they'll figure all that out. But man, you want to talk about like one of the most talked about teams in the league. Like, who's not going to want to see what that looks like every single night?
It would be so polarizing and it would be fun. But it's like, is that the direction that they want to go to? Like,
I mean, we're two intangibles away. That's what we need. We're two intangibles away. We need two intangible shooters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pella Larson is going to be like running into people left and right.
Oh, Pella fits right into that team perfectly. Well, he fits in with any team, let's be honest. But it'd be interesting because of like, that's a really like, you need to win right now.
If we could just have Pella Larson instead of going with the Shaolin monks, can we just have him go to a monastery with Wayne Ellington and just, if we could get Pella Larson to be a 37% shooter.
What like, is he?
He was like 33 last year. Like, if we could just get him somewhere where he's just like dangerous, leaving him open, and he's truly Swedish.
There's not a lot of those guys.
Like, I know there's not.
You're sitting here saying, I wish somebody could become this. They don't exist. They're not out there.
But if he could, I'm just saying, if he could, that's a game. It's honestly a game changer for the Heat. It is. But you're right. Listen, when you're right, you're right.
Like, you want a guy that's like, you say, I really wish that wide receiver could run a 4.2. Like, so does he.
Runs with the parachute behind him.
Yeah, you mean in front of him to pull him. You put the parachute behind you, it makes it tougher.
We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.